Egypt in the year 1600 BC. After his strange meeting with Senmut, the pharaoh of all Egypt, and his trial in the black tomb of Osiris, Amos has returned to the house of Antef, the royal physician, in Thebes to find out more about his father. But the house has been ransacked and the physician himself murdered. Approaching footsteps warn Amos that he is not alone in the house. We present Shadow of the Pharaoh, Part 4, The Eye of the Sky God.
Amobari.
Why have you come here, Amos?
Antef's dead.
I know.
He's been murdered. Brutally murdered.
He was strangled.
Who's responsible? When I came into the house, Antef's body was hidden. Hidden behind that curtain there. How did you know he had been strangled? How did you know, Amobari?
When I first met you on the banks of the Nile, Amos, I warned you of the dangers that were threatening.
You did not warn me that you were one of them.
Thebes is a dangerous place. It's filled with shadows, intrigues, pitfalls. You should have looked more carefully, Amos, before walking straight into a trap. Come over here to the window.
Soldiers.
They have been waiting for you. The house is surrounded. Oh, yes, you have walked straight into the trap.
I did not kill Antef.
No? What were you searching for in his house? When a man as important as the Pharaoh's own physician is discovered strangled, a murderer has to be found. Even in Thebes, the law must appear to be observed. Those soldiers could have arrested you outside before you came in. Why do you think they stood by and allowed you to enter?
You prepared the trap, didn't you, Amobari? And it was you who killed Antef.
He has conceded defeat. You see, Kem, wrestling is not only a sport, it has its serious side. It helps a man to defend himself.
Hmm?
You haven't been paying attention.
Karu, I'm worried about Amos. You said he might be in danger. If Antef's house is surrounded by Petan Ra's soldiers, then I must go and help him.
And what do you think you're going to do against Petan Ra's soldiers? That's foolish talk, Kem, and foolish thinking.
I must try to help.
If you were to rush off now by yourself, you might make the situation worse and place your friend's life in danger. Antef's house is being watched by one of my men. Believe me, as soon as action is possible, we shall be ready.
Oh, yes, Amos, Petan Ra pays me well, and I serve him well. I am his eyes and his ears. And when he becomes pharaoh, he will make me queen of Egypt. But we have no time to play games, Amos. If Petan Ra catches you, he will make quite sure you will never escape again. Next time, I may not be able to control the sacred vultures or row you across the Nile. We must get you away from here. Now I think I have an idea.
Yes?
You will have to die.
What?
You cannot escape from here alive, but you just may if you are dead. We are going to disguise you as a corpse.
Oh.
I know this house well. Come with me. There's another entrance which I used. That is why the soldiers did not see me. This is where Antef used to mix his medicines.
The smell.
Some of these jars contain strange ingredients. Now, look between those shelves. A small door.
I never noticed it.
There.
A staircase.
It leads down to the embalming room, where there's a way out to the river. That is where the boats come to deliver or remove the dead.
I'm not going to be embalmed.
There's no time for argument.
I don't trust you, Amobari. Why haven't the soldiers arrested me?
Once the bird is snared, a good hunter knows that hurry is not necessary. But there is just a chance the snare may not be as perfect as the hunter believes. The soldiers know you are here.
Why then do they wait outside?
They are waiting for the arrival of Petun Ra.
Petun Ra?
But he is occupied with the Hyksos envoy. No doubt at this very moment they are sharing some deep intrigue together. Come, Amos, follow me. Hurry, hurry.
Python Seba, such nobility. This Hahnemann is my favorite. Do you know it can strangle an elephant?
Oh.
The Nubians sometimes use them when they are hunting for ivory. This beauty can curl itself around the neck of a man and squeeze him to death in a matter of seconds.
I must admit I am unable to share your enthusiasm, my lord Petun Ra. I collect monkeys myself. They are more companionable, more entertaining. And King Apopi collects wealth, people, territories.
His collection is renowned.
Oh, did I tell you that Apopi has already assembled some troops along the border? In readiness?
In readiness for what?
Senmot's death.
Ah.
It is long overdue.
I told you I have to be careful. Did you bring what I asked for?
Has our great king ever denied you anything?
Where is it?
Don't be so impatient, my lord. In my room, quite safe.
Does it work?
Naturally, I have not tried it myself. But our herbalists assure me that they have carried out experiments on 22 Egyptian slaves. Only 7 died.
7?
But the rest have lived, even recovered. I am told all this is sufficient proof of the drug's effectiveness.
It induces a state of trance?
Yes, and their behavior was fairly natural, if a trifle subdued. They ate, drank, slept, woke without being unduly noticeable.
Good.
Conversation, however, is a problem. If that can be kept to a minimum.
The victims did what they were told.
With the utmost obedience.
And said everything they were told to say.
To the exact phrase.
Then Apopi will not need to send his soldiers to my help. Nor will he have to wait very long. I may have my own reason for urgency. Do you see this amulet?
Oh, rather beautiful.
The eye of the sky god.
Where did you get it?
It was a gift from the court physician as a precaution against snakes.
Embalming is a difficult process. Only physicians and priests know the secrets. The flesh has to be purified and preserved with many spices and minerals. Yes, I'll need these. Those alabaster jars are where they put all the parts of the body that rot easily.
I don't trust you, Hammurabi, and I don't want to be embalmed. How shall I breathe?
Oh, you'll breathe. I'll leave enough space under the bandages. Just enough.
First, tell me what you were doing here.
I was looking for an amulet. Your amulet. Does that answer your question?
My amulet? No.
When I arrived here, Antef was already dead. Poor man. He was the Pharaoh's friend. He was also mine.
Well, why were you looking for my amulet?
To prevent it falling into the wrong hands. But I was too late. It has gone.
I cannot leave this house without the amulet.
Unless you hurry up and lie down, we may not leave here at all. Bandaging must look real, and it takes a long time to complete. Lie down on this slab.
But is there no other way?
No.
Hammurabi, what are you doing?
Asking the gods to forgive this sacrilege. Embalming is a sacred rite and should not be mocked. Lie perfectly still. Amos, we shall prepare you for your burial.
The signal. Now we'll know, Kim.
Caru! Caru!
Well, what's happening at Antef's house? Is it still surrounded?
Yes, but Antef is dead.
Dead? How did that happen?
It was Petun Ra. I saw the whole thing. Petun Ra had a snake in a cage. As he talked, he released it. The snake wrapped itself round Antef's neck. It was horrible. Petun Ra just stood there and watched the old man choke. There was nothing I could do.
No. And what happened then?
Petun Ra rode back to the palace, leaving his soldiers still surrounding the house.
Many soldiers?
Enough to make it difficult.
And the boy?
Arrived a little later and went straight in. Caru, what are we going to do?
Harness the donkeys to the carts. Kim, you'd better come with me.
Right.
We can only take a few men or we'll arouse suspicion. 4 men in each cart and cover them with bundles of reeds. Quickly! We must get down there before Petun Ra returns from the palace.
Why are you so sad, Nefertari? Is it the music?
No. Why do you look so happy? That isn't the music either.
I am happy.
My lord, you said something. Something strange that I could not understand.
I am an old man. Old men are permitted to say strange things. What did I say?
You said you had seen a ghost. The ghost of the future.
Ah, yes.
What did you mean?
How beautiful you are, my little Nefertari. I'm always happy when you and I are alone together. What did I mean? These have been dark years for us, my child. For you, for me, for Egypt. It seemed as if all the gods had turned their backs on us. That Egypt would never be forgiven. Would be punished forever. But I have seen. Oh, I have seen something that is very like hope, Nefertari. And hope in an old man is a rare thing, but I have seen it.
I still do not understand you.
You will, my little gazelle. You will.
Oh, why are you so good to me, my Lord Pharaoh?
Because you are pretty. Because I like you. Because you comfort me. And because I love you as if you were my own child.
You love me. In spite of my father's crime.
And what crime did your father commit?
He betrayed you.
Oh, is that what you've been thinking all these years? Oh, my poor little child. Why did you never ask me before?
I was ashamed. And I was frightened of hearing the truth.
The truth, Nefertari, is never frightening. Never. There's only what we imagine to be true or false that causes us pain. Your father was as royal as I am. We grew up together. He was like a younger brother. Whatever I did, he tried to do. And whatever he did well, I envied and tried to copy. I could never have wished for a more loyal friend.
Why, then, is he called a traitor?
He is never called traitor in my presence. I should not permit it. Do you trust me, Nefertari? Do you think I would ever lie to you?
Well, of course not, great Pharaoh.
There are certain things it is dangerous to talk about, even here alone. One day, I shall tell you everything. But I promise you, my dear girl, that when your father left the Theban court, he did so with my knowledge, my consent and my gratitude. What he did for me. And Nefertari, he has never ceased to be the loyal friend he always was.
Yes, yes, I know it's uncomfortable. But it really needs at least 2 people to carry a corpse. Now lie there while I open the door onto the river. And don't wriggle or you'll break the bandages. That's it. Now I shall cover myself in thick mourning cloth. I can't. cannot risk being recognized. Quiet. Not even the noblest of corpses are in the habit of talking. One more effort, and it's done. This may be uncomfortable, but somehow I have to get you into the boat.
But why in carts, Carlo? Why donkeys? They're so slow. We'll never get there in time, never.
If a group of men were to come galloping into Thebes riding wild Arabian stallions, don't you think Pet and Ra's soldiers might become a little suspicious? No, Kev. Outlaws cannot afford to be ostentatious. These bundles of reeds were a good idea. Looks as if we've come to trade with the basket weavers, don't you think so? You can't see the men hidden beneath them. Move there! Move!
Old woman!
Me, sir?
Yes, you. Bring your boat over here.
Quiet now, Amos. One of the guards. I am taking my dead son for burial, sir.
Row over here. At once.
Do you threaten a poor old woman with your arrows? It's sacrilege to interrupt a mother's mourning.
There'll be worse sacrilege unless you do as I tell you.
All right, all right. We have to go over, Amos. Not a movement now. Coming, sir, coming.
What were you doing in Antef's house?
Antef?
The physician. Don't deny it. I saw you row away from there. Oh, let's have a closer look at your son.
Do not dare to touch him. The body has been purified. You will bring down the curse of Anubis on you and 50 generations of your family.
It moved. The corpse moved.
Ah, Anubis heard my curse.
I don't know what you're trying to do. But that corpse is as alive as you or I. Undo the bandages.
Nonsense. You must have been mistaken.
You heard. Undo the bandages. What the...
Carts coming straight towards us. Look. There. Look. There now. A dagger in your back. I warned you not to commit sacrilege.
I'm a body.
Carlo. How did you...
Is that struggling corpse the boy by any chance?
Yes.
Kim, help the men get your friend into the other cart. Quickly, quickly.
Soldiers, Carlo.
We'll have to drive straight through them and pray that the donkeys don't decide to be obstinate. Throw the reeds in the soldiers' faces. Drive straight at them. Create confusion.
To see the Pharaoh of all Egypt.
The Pharaoh is waiting.
You sent for me?
Yes, Petanra, I did. I hope you will forgive the audacity.
Well?
Please sit down. I realize that for some time now, I have shut myself away from court life. I intend to alter that state of affairs. From now on, I would appreciate it if you would remove your guards from my doors and allow me the freedom to move about my own palace.
Those guards are there for your safety.
Petanra, I may no longer be a young man, but if you think I have grown foolish, you misjudge me. I am still the Pharaoh of Egypt. You have behaved like a tyrant. I have slept for a long time, and in that sleep I have betrayed Egypt by not fighting, by allowing myself to be shut away in my rooms like a prisoner. But the future has shaken me awake, Petanra.
And what have you to do with the future? You belong to the past, Zenmuts, the old nobility, the old idealism that has all perished, gone. The future belongs to me.
And to your bullies? No.
Yes.
In a few days, Thebes is holding the annual crocodile festival in honor of the crocodile god Sobek.
I intend to take my rightful place as the head of my country. The spectacle will be one of the most magnificent Thebes has ever seen. After the feeding of the sacred crocodiles, I shall speak to my people. I shall tell them that you are no longer heir to the throne.
Sobek, the crocodile, is friendly to the god Seth.
What does that mean?
Antef is dead. Poor man. Brutally murdered.
I do not believe you.
No, it's true. You see, my lord Pharaoh, these are dangerous times. There are many traitors in Thebes. We must protect you from them.
I want you to know, Petanra, that my death will make no difference to the future. Many pharaohs have been killed before, and many more will be killed before Egypt's history comes to an end. But the pharaoh casts a long shadow, Petanra. He is the representative of the gods, and the gods cannot die. Kill me, and you will still not kill the pharaoh. You are standing in the pharaoh's shadow, Petanra. The pharaoh casts his shadow beyond life, beyond death, beyond time. You can never escape it, Petanra. Beware the shadow of the pharaoh.
Why a feast, Ken? Why tonight? What have we got to celebrate?
Your escape. But you're alive.
Why should Cairo celebrate that? Well, that isn't the reason.
Amos, why are you so sad?
I'm sad for Antef's death. I'm sad because I may never know now who my father was. Who I am. I'm sad because I've lost the amulet. I promised old Batu that I would keep it always. In everything I've failed, Kem.
How can you say that?
Has Hamabari gone?
She had to get back to the palace.
It was my fault that her plan went wrong. But a fly crawled into the bandages and up my nose.
What?
I tried not to move, but it was buzzing and tickling.
Glad to see that you've recovered from your death, Thamos.
Thank you for coming to our rescue, Cairo.
It was exciting.
We were lucky that time. And tonight, we celebrate.
But isn't it dangerous? There may be spies.
Tonight, we are protected. Not only by the Egyptian people, but by Egypt itself. Look at the desert, Amos. Look at that dark red sky. An Egyptian sky. Look at the Theban hills, like sphinxes on guard. And look down there at the stillness of the Nile that says, I am Egypt. Let no enemy intrude. No, Amos. Tonight, there are no spies. There is no danger. Only Egypt.
Do you trust him, Kem?
Oh, yes. And you?
Cairo, Hamabari, Antef. The pharaoh himself. Who does one trust? Who can one trust? Who has the amulet? Who am I?
Well, Hamabari?
It is a beautiful amulet.
What does it mean?
An amulet is for protection.
And for identity.
The eye of the sky god.
And what does it see?
There is a small cartouche. The name, so small that the unpracticed eye could never notice it. Mm. And above it, the emblem of Ra, the sun.
Yes, yes, I have added that to my own name, Ra, the sun.
And Amun.
Amun, Ra.
The god of Thebes, the god of war. He has woken again.
Who does it belong to, Hamabari? Who does it belong to?
This, Amos, is the deepest cave of all. Many of my own men do not know of its existence.
It's full of bones and skulls.
This is where the ancient Thebans buried their princes. Place the lamps on that ledge and help me move this rock.
What?
It's easier to move than it looks.
There.
The greatest treasure in the whole of Egypt.
But it's solid gold.
The golden statue of Amun-Ra. Look at the face. The face of a young man. The face of a warrior. The face of the great pharaohs. It was that golden face that made the Syrians flee, the Nubians grovel, the Libyans beg for peace. Do you see the golden cloak and the golden crown? That is the sun crown of the pharaohs.
But what is it doing here, hidden in a dark cave?
When the Hyksos invaded Egypt, the statue and the true crown of Egypt were hidden here. But now, Amun-Ra is awake. Let Egypt's enemies begin to tremble. But come closer. Hold up the lamps and see what the god is wearing round his neck. Do you see it, Amos? Do you know what it is?
My amulet! Kem, it's my amulet. The eye of the sky god.
Yes.
Karu. Karu, Antef is dead. He was murdered. I gave him my amulet.
Yes.
Then why is it hanging round the neck of this god?
That was the fourth part of Shadow of the Pharaoh by Victor Pemberton and David Spencer. Production was by Graham Gold.